Well, you guessed it. It's once again time for another Nikonian's News Flash. Today is July 8th, 2006, and I'm your host, Jessica Odell. Well, this week I was bouncing around the community seeing what was going on and found right there on the front page information about the guide to the Commander Mode Speedlight Controller for the Nikon D200. Digital Daryl has graced us with his knowledge once again and told us all you could ever know in a step-by-step guide about the Speedlight Controller. So if you've got a Nikon D200 and you're wondering what that's all about, how to get the most out of it and play around, please check out the resources library and Daryl's article, and hopefully that will give you a little bit of help in that area. I checked it out, although I don't have a Nikon D200 myself. I'm still playing around with my 50. Lots of great pictures, lots of great information right there, so check it out. Also, I wanted to let y'all know, if you haven't kept up with the latest interviews from Nikonians, the latest one is with Rich Clarkson, a very, very famous sports photographer. So if you're interested in that kind of information, please join Jason from the Image Doctors as he interviews Rich about all sorts of interesting things. So take that a look, and you can find that basically where you found this podcast. And I will make sure that some relevant links are posted for you guys in the blog as best I can, as my island getaway, unfortunately, is somewhat limited in internet access. I only have a few hours in the day that I can actually play. I know that's terrible. Absolutely heartbreaking that I'm on a time constraint, and when I'd sit there cruising around the community, I have to watch out for, well, when they kick me out of the computer labs, it's kind of miserable. I'm waiting for my connection at home. I did also want to announce that Nikon Capture Control Pro has a trial version out for Mac and Windows. Now, you Mac users, beware. Once again, this is for PowerPC Macs, and they don't guarantee that the software will work very well on an Intel-based Mac. However, don't worry. They know that it's a problem, and they are working on it as best they can. And another little glitch we heard from Nikon Europe is that the D2XS RAW file can only be used with Picture Perfect. Little bit of a minor glitch there. And once again, they are working on it, they are aware. So make sure you check that out and find out if your software is compatible with what you're using in your camera, and if you want some upgraded software, check that out first. Make sure you don't run into a minor problem right when you're trying to get through and do all your processing of your digital photography. That's the basic news for this week. So once again, I found myself in the travel and getting together forums under the Travel and Meet. I think that's the first one in there. And some folks are trying to set up a mid-Atlantic US trek sometime, well, probably in the fall. So if you're in the mid-Atlantic area, why don't you check out that forum? There's a couple of people interested, so hopefully you guys can get that off the ground and get another trek running and post some pictures. And from what I understand, the Northern Californian trek has resolved itself. They went through, and there's a nice little thread about how that particular trip went. So if you're interested in the area and just want to see what people have to say about Nikonian's treks, go ahead, check out that particular thread. And again, that's going to be in the travel and getting together forums in the community. Now, as I'm hiding out here, and I can't tell you where I am because it wouldn't be a getaway if you knew where to find me, I missed the 4th of July fireworks. I did have a barbecue with a lot of people, so I got half of it in there, but there were no fireworks. And any true American knows that you have to have a bit of pyrotechnics on the 4th of July Well, loud noises, bright colors. Yay! You know, who would miss it? If you, like me, missed the fireworks show, go to a picture I took. Yep, that's in the forums right there. Actually, it's on the left side of the page. As you're looking at that particular page on the community, there are tons of awesome kick-butt firework pictures. People have posted, people have felt bad for posting, saying mine aren't that good. They're great. They're fantastic. And even the ones that people think are a little bit fuzzy, a little bit not so great, those are still really cool pictures. So go there, take a look, and, you know, hey, post your own, get some feedback, and see what you have to say. Maybe you were a little bit unsure of taking some nighttime fireworks photography. Maybe you can get some tips and pointers on how people got the pictures that they did. And what I wanted to do was try to somehow, oddly, step away from the digital photography. Because there are Nikon film users. Yes, you're out there. I know you're out there. And I've been neglecting the film body users out there. So I checked out the F4, F5, F6 users forum. And right there at the beginning was a D70 user who was just fell in love with an F6 while trying out a new lens. So as much as everybody's been converted to digital, beware, you could get converted back to a film body. And that's actually a very good thread. People post some of the ups and downs of that particular body. So if you're looking into that, check out that thread. And once again, that's in the F4, F5, F6 users forum. In, well, I'm not sure where I found that one. I've got all sorts of stuff in my notes for this week. A few other things in relationship to the sports photographer interview. Jason's been doing some serious bit of blogging in the past week or so about sports photography. So if you want to check out the sports photography threads, go ahead and see what he has to say about that. Yes, that is a plug for my brother. He emailed me and told me to mention that. So, Jason, I did it. I'm sorry I didn't get it in last week, but you know me and my crappy internet connection for the time being. That's about all in the news. So, the last thing I wanted to leave you guys with was an opportunity to get yourself on a podcast. Yep, all you have to do is email me with an announcement, a question, a comment in a short MP3 file, please. That's the easiest way for me to import it. Keep them fairly small, fairly quick, and if I have answers or if I just like the comment, I'll go ahead and work that into my podcast. So if you just want to email that to me at newsflash@nikonians.org, I'd really appreciate it, and would love some listener interaction on this particular podcast. So go ahead and do that for me. And, you know, hey, you can pretty much say anything. If you want to announce a tour, a trip, ask people to go critique one of your photos, or even put up an advertisement if you're a photographer or looking for a photographer. What better way to get it out there than to on a, well, semi-live weekly podcast? So drop me a line. I'd love to hear from you guys. And that's going to do it for this week. I will be back in 1 week's time. And to get the date, just add 7 to 8. You guys do the math. I'm being slow this week. And with more news, I will keep you updated on what's going on in the Nikonians community. And as always, give us some feedback. You can do that via email or on the podcast feedback forum. We'd love to hear from you. And this is Jessica Odell signing out for Nikonians News Flash. Thanks for listening.